A good story always starts this way. Once upon a time, there was a man and a woman who were married and sometime later had a baby girl. The girl was greatly loved and all her needs were provided for in abundance. It started with feeding when she was hungry, changing her diapers, keeping her warm, holding her, and loving her, so that as she grew, she always knew that she was very secure and loved. The father and mother loved each other very much and expressed that love in open and complete communication, both verbally and non-verbally. Everyone who knew them could see the love and the respect that they had for each other. They were very secure in their love, so that there was no jealousy or possessiveness or other things to mar that wonderful relationship. So, over the course of time, the baby girl grew in this secure environment, and of course, really didn't know any other way of being. The environment was nearly perfect. However, nothing in this life is perfect. But even when there was disagreement between her parents, they were able to work things out between them with mutual respect and good communication, showing a good example to the little girl. She grew up not being fearful of debate between strongly held opinions or positions. She was able to be confident that people of differing views could still be loving to each other and not be threatened. The formation of the character of the parents had been based in large part upon the introduction earlier in each of their lives to the principles revealed in the Bible. And they had chosen to mold their lives upon those principles. So in this very natural and comfortable way, the young woman was first called by God through her parents. And by living in a community of believers who gathered themselves together on a regular basis around the Word of God. As she was growing up, she learned to read with her mother from God's Word. In the course of learning words, her mother explained those words and the concepts and the meanings behind them so that her understanding grew of men and her understanding grew of God's love as she grew. The girl grew seeing the principles of God demonstrated in her parents. Her parents also taught her about God and God's plan of redemption and salvation. The girl grew in favor with God and man because of the love given to her. In the course of time, this young girl chose to commit her life to serving God and submitted to the call of baptism. The girl learned about the underlying principles of romance by the way she was loved and appreciated and cared for all her life. She learned about romance by the love and relationship between her parents and watching other people's loving relationships. She was becoming a young woman in every way. And she had met many young men of different types of character, some not so good, and some very nice, but not appealing to the values that she had experienced and learned as she was growing up. There were times when different men were very strongly attracted to her and pushed hard upon her to accept them. But for various reasons, she was tempted to accept some of them, but never really found anybody who measured up to what she knew deep inside she really wanted. There were times when she was very despondent, especially when some people would ask her, "What's going on? What's wrong? Why don't you have somebody? How come you haven't found the right person?" But she continued to wait patiently, having faith and believing that God would provide for her so that at some point her needs would be met. Her faith was tried, however. She sometimes felt that her faith wasn't strong enough. Finally, one day, there came a person into her life who was all that she had hoped for. I don't know if it was someone completely new to her or if she just became aware of him as he truly was. In any case, she became more and more interested as she learned more and more about him and the things that he loved and he cared for and valued in his life. So her love started to grow for him. He in turn learned more about her and loved what he saw. And so love started and grew between the two of them. He valued her love for and her knowledge about God, about the God of Israel. Their shared love was because they both understood that the foundation of a successful and eternal life is to love God first and foremost, above all people and things, even each other. They both also understood that they were to love other people as they loved themselves. So out of that understanding, they started to make choices about how to live in a community of people who believed the same way that they did. There was a growing number of people who shared the same values and love for God as they did. And this family of believers became ever more important to each one of them. Over a period of time, this young woman and the man that she had learned to know and to love talked about their commitment to serving God and the Lord Jesus. And they agreed about the importance and the priority that each one had to that. Because they were both comfortable and clear about making commitments, it seemed natural for the conversation to move into the area of potentially making a commitment to each other. This was a natural progression, because they did love each other, and they had told each other about their love without reservation. The foundation of their love was shared values, interests in many areas, love of God and community, respect for each other, and yes, there was some mutual physical attraction there as an important aspect as well. There was a time of secret joy over this promise of commitment that they made, but it wasn't long before they had to share the good news of their love with those that they were closest to. And because they were loved by so many people, the news spread like wildfire to all that they knew, and even beyond those that knew them, to people that knew those that knew them. In the course of time, news went out that they were going to get married and share their lives together before God and within a community of believers, so that when the day the wedding came, this beautiful young couple waited with her community of believers for the bridegroom to appear, for the joining together of the bride with the bridegroom. Yes, in this way, as in many ways, to overcome the passage of time, they did things a little different than most. For an example, during the wedding ceremony, the bridegroom walked down the aisle to his bride, symbolizing the returning of the Lord Jesus Christ to his ecclesia. So this is the end of our story about this imaginary young woman and her romance. And of course, it's just the beginning of the story in our imaginations as well, but we'll leave it there for now. The imaginative story that I've just related to you is not to say that if we do everything right, everything will turn out right, and we'll have storybook endings to our lives. Life is just not that way, is it? However, in the very near future, the angels will go forth into all the world to call together the whole community of believers. Through the power of the Father, they will call those that sleep in the earth together with all of us alive and who are waiting to come to the judgment seat of the King. And after that time, the faithful bride will be united with the bridegroom in a great marriage supper. All the children of the Father will then be part of the new age of righteousness that will fill the earth. The great multitudinous bride will be made up of all those who have been touched by the call of the Father, to those who would be part of the household of faith. The call is to all those who want to be children of His and who would love as only God can teach us to love. The call of the bridegroom is to the whole of mankind. However, not all chosen will heed the call, for other cares and other things call stronger now. It takes a tender heart and a responsive ear to respond to the greatest romance of eternity. This great romance of eternity will continue on into the kingdom of the Son, who is the greatest bridegroom of which all bridegrooms are a type. In the kingdom, there will be a worldwide population who will be born into better households, having a better chance of growing up, not just being shown by example and being taught by the love of their parents, who will be able to see that greater love of the Father and of the Son, knowing the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and seeing His glory. So whatever circumstance we are in, we can or should be able to identify with and see ourselves being excited by romance. Why is romance appealing, or at least was at some point in our lives? I believe that it's because romance is built into the very nature that we all share. We are called to the greatest romance story ever to be. We are called to that, and if we allow a healthy and good romance to guide our lives, we cannot fail. The very call of God to be His servants is a call to live a life of love and to be in love with Him, but most especially in love with His Son, and to be the spiritual bride of Christ. That's even something that the most thick-headed male among us can understand. if we take the time to allow ourselves to be touched by the Word and the message contained therein. God truly loves us, and He has given His Son to show us what true love is and what His true love is. So whatever circumstances we find ourselves in, young or old, looking for love or found love, loving or unloved, successful in love or having failed in love, faithful in love or unfaithful, we can be complete in the One who makes up the difference. Whatever circumstance we are in, we can identify with and be excited about romance. The reason that we can still be excited about romance is because we are loved by the very best bridegroom of all. If we allow ourselves to be inspired by this love, the love of the Father in sending His Son, the love of the Son who has showed us God's love, we can have strength to take courage. We can have strength to change. By the life of the Son and by His service of love, we can change. We can mold our character to be more like the Lord Jesus. In the doing of that, we can for sure be better lovers and improve our lives now. So by God's grace and mercy in the person of the Lord Jesus, we can be forgiven for our sins. We can allow ourselves to be changed and mold our lives to be more like the Lord Jesus Christ in all ways. So with this change and with this faith and with this love, we can be part of that great congregation who will reveal God's love to the whole world. And for all those that want to be part of that new world, we can join together. So now we remember the bridegroom who will very soon come to us in all His love. And we remember Him now in these emblems once again and commit ourselves to Him.